Hi, this is Seth Naike of India Freak Training and Development. India Freak is a social business company that has been established by myself and my partner and friend, Marisha Singh Naike, who serves as the CEO of our social business company. Over the last 14 years, it's been our honor to serve in different spaces and places, both here in South Africa as well as abroad. Focusing on issues of inclusion, diversity, reconciliation, justice, and building community or beloved community. We've been afforded the opportunity to do this in educational institutions, in youth work, in youth development spaces and places, in community engagements. We've been afforded the opportunity to work with non-profit organizations or faith-based organizations, as well as some quality efforts that we've designed within corporate organizations, both here in South Africa as well as abroad. Today, as I reflect with you, I'd like us to think upon the fact that we are in a place and space of our workplace and our workplace cultures that sometimes are not encouraging to people or does not encourage people to actually make positive connection and intentional connection with their colleagues. I become more and more aware that we have many people working in workplaces where they do the work, they kind of shallowly know their colleagues, kind of basically know them, just possibly their name and, you know, where they're from possibly. But we don't really know people and their stories and their beginnings and their backgrounds and their families and their struggles or their pains, or even, you know, their highlights or joys. And this sometimes is considered as the fluffy stuff, you know. That's the fluffy stuff. We don't need the fluffy stuff. But we become aware in organizational leadership and transformation spaces that the fluffy stuff is actually not that fluffy. This is the stuff that has to do with relationships, values, people's abilities and capabilities, people's identity and purpose. And we are becoming increasingly aware within the space of diversity and inclusion and the reconciliation space and spaces of transformation that we cannot continue to drive productivity and profitability without a core focus on people. And not just people as persons on their own, but people as persons a part of a connected community, a community that is building enriching relationships, a community that actually cares for one another. Again, for some people, you know, it might be hard to hear that I'm actually going to go into my workplace and I need to care and connect and actually want to be there with people. But the alternative is quite sick, is that we continue to seek productivity and profitability with people that are kind of just slaving in a system, almost robotically, without human connect. In the sphere of work that I've been a part of and from the approach that I come with justice and reconciliation, as a person who's worked in the academic arena as well and published on building inclusive workplace culture, it is clear that we need executive leaders and managers and workplace people to have an intentional concern or an intentional drive for building inclusive workplace culture that involves getting people to make powerful human connection. When I say powerful human connection, there's a beauty in people just finding one another, knowing one another. And simple things is a first step to actually creating such a culture. It's calling people to peel their eyes from the floor and kind of look up and say, as we would here in South Africa, would say, "Sawubona, I see you. I hear you. Maybe even I feel you. I connect with you." And through that thread, we are hoping to unveil the stories of people's lives, their personhood and humanity, and hopefully then start to see a great connectivity within workplaces that remind people of the broader connectivity that's required, where we as ourselves are connecting with others and our broader environment but being intentional about the importance of human connection, where we can see awesome people driving awesome products and securing awesome profitability. Thank you for listening. And if you need to be in contact with me, SethNiker@gmail.com, or you can find me on LinkedIn or Facebook, and we'd love to be of service to you and your organization, and possibly host a conversation or do a talk or create a process where people can think together and plan together for organizations that are inclusive, organizations that are enriched and enriching their relationships, organizations that are seeking to see awesome people, awesome product, and awesome profitability. Take care, and thanks for listening. Bye now.